This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This is what we will be talking about in a nutshell, inshallah.
Great, inshallah. So let's start from the very beginning. The revelation of the Quran and really the revolution of knowledge. Really, when we talk about Islam's view of reading, writing, libraries, and so on. Maybe let's start having a little bit of that conversation and setting the context there.
Okay, first of all, Islam came with the Quran to the Arabs, right? We, the Muslims, believe that Islam is an ancient way of life. It came with the very first man, the first human, whom we called Adam. Adam, alayhi salam, Adam, peace be upon him. He was the father of humanity according to our belief, right? So we believe Islam came with him. He came with this submission to God Almighty. Okay? So Islam means submission. Submission to who? Submission to God's will. So whatever God tells us, we follow. We obey, right? So God has sent messengers and prophets. They came with these instructions from God to their respective people in different places at different times. So all of that put together, we call it Islam. Then finally, Prophet Muhammad was sent with the final message to humanity, with the final word of God, uncorrupted, unchanged. Okay, one uniform message, which basically taught humanity to worship one God alone, and then follow him by that virtue. Because he's your God, he's your creator, he's all wise, he's all powerful, you must submit to his power as well as his wisdom. So he revealed the Quran to an unlettered people. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had never been to a school. He was not an educated man in our conventional terms. He never went to a school, never went to an academy, didn't see a library. Okay. And he was an unlettered man, couldn't read or write. And this is how the Arabs were predominantly. The Arabs were an unlettered people. Their culture or their language was mainly an oral tradition, right? They were poets par excellence. They were intellectuals. They were very intelligent people, no doubt, right? They had a very strong and a very rich culture. But their language or their linguistic tradition was mainly oral. It wasn't really written down. It wasn't penned down. So you can say the Quran was the first book that was systematically penned down in the Arabic language. This is why you do not find a book in the Arabic language before Islam. I repeat that. Okay, you might find inscriptions, you might find poetical verses inscribed on rocks from the pre-Islamic period. But Quran was the first book that was put together between two covers, what we call a codex. Okay. A collection of writings put between two covers. We call it a book, right? And in the Greek language, you would call it Biblos. That's why the Bible is called the Bible, because the term Biblos means a book in the Greek language. Okay? So the Quran is basically a kitab. That's why it's called Kitabullah. It's called the Book of Allah. So the words came down to the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad. They were revealed by God to him. And then these words were actually written down by his direct disciples, his companions, who would receive these words from his blessed mouth. And they would pen down these words in his presence on parchment, on vellum, on leather, on tree skins, on bones, whatever materials they had available at the time. Paper was not yet invented in its current form. Of course, there were materials people were writing on. For example, vellum. Vellum is like a membrane you find between the meat, between meat and skin of an animal, right? It is that white membrane which was dried and used as a material to write on. Then we had papyri in Egypt. The Egyptians had pioneered a technology whereby they had invented the earliest form of paper, you can say. Like it was quite thick as a material, and they were using this plant, they would press it and they would make paper out of it, and they would write on it. So the Quran was the first book in the Arabic language that was penned down, initially on different materials, and later on vellum was used, that membrane, that skin was used to write the Quran. And some of those copies are still around in the world in different libraries. You can see some of the copies of the Quran that come from the first century of Islam, from the very lives of the disciples of the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
I actually didn't know that the Quran was the very first actual Arabic book.